Greetings, everyone. As I begin to have such an opportunity to talk to my friends, we are here today because God the Father and Jesus Christ have a plan. It's a very cool plan. You know that. So bear with me so I can explain something to you to understand the training God has put me through, just like he does for you, because you're in training. And understanding training and what you've gone through your life is so specific that when you take a look at how these has worked and look, apply it to the Bible and understand more about this, what was happening then with what's happening now and the conditions to compare that and understand that God's truth is the same at that time and for now. There's basically no difference in time. We have all this distance. So understanding that really comes, there's no other way than by God's Spirit. We all want that, and you all know that. So when you take a look at how I can approach this or understanding, well, why am I here? To share with you what God showed me. We're all praying that that's what we do. We have been trained, and we come together to sharpen iron with one another. You're here to read and discuss and share what you've been revealed, and you've been studying. Like minds, test the spirits, discern the spirit. That's so much what we have. It's one spirit. We can test that. That's why we're still here. It's the same type of understanding that everybody has had from through time. It's the same spirit. The things are revealed in your mind. And I'm sorry for the noise. And for your fleshly mind, it's the same thing. And fighting that. But anyway, I don't want to get off track on here. Take a drink. And part of going back on how the training has been for me is to sit here and have a little bit of a discussion on that so I can slow myself down because I like to get sped up. My training is to be your coach, to be anybody's coach. That's really one of the passions that I've had is to look at things as your coach. And I think it's nice that you should know that. That maybe I really like to have my friendship view. But our special value is gained for eternity. But what we learn today in this hour, brethren, I guess that's what I'm trying to get to. Are we having trials or are we in training? Is there any difference when it becomes to the spiritual value? If there's no longer a physical value that you place in yourself, it's not what God places in you. God has his plan. God has his timetable for each and every one of us. Everybody has their design. With one truth, there's one truth, the same truth. Understanding parts of that and reading from some of the historians and some of my point of where I've been trained is what I've read just this past week. What I've been blessed with the time to be able to read and tell you is the experiences of being able to read there and place myself there as much as I can or what's needed. Let God determine that. And I think that to share that thought process and to put that as part of the story, because it's a fully true story. So I was down for a long time, and all of a sudden I pop up and to do a sermon. And our trials, our times, are so individual. You have to take these journeys, and you have to allow for those things to, to take place and to be taught and to slow down and to learn everything that you can to every moment that you can. It's like I say, it is God's spirit. And so what I would like to share from this, the part of it, just kind of a little warm up here, is this is from the events in the first stage of the journey are next summarily presented. This is from that's from the commentary. This is the chapter. This is from Acts 13. You can turn to Acts 13 if you'd like. We're going to go through Acts 13 and Acts 14 today. And this is to talk a little bit about Barnabas and Paul, of what's taking place in this history, and to walk a little bit of this. There's a book that I have mentioned before, The Epistles of Paul. It was used in training in the earlier years. It's a great book. It's a very in-depth book. You can discern the spirit. You can read history. Sometimes I think we were told not to do that. And we need to do that. And the prophets tell us that. Everything is a lot about history, and it's all repeating. You're seeing it all repeating again. So anyway, he's talking about Acts 13, 1 through 13, and we'll go to the Bible and read from there too. This is the teacher's commentary. It says, note the local coloring and went down to Seleucia. And I've practiced these names a few times. And, you know, I'm sure I have my own language on these names. So the seaport of Antioch. At the mouth of the river, the missionaries were naturally led to begin at Cyprus as Barnabas' birthplace and that of some of the founders of the church at Antioch. So for the first time, the gospel went to sea, the precursor of so many voyages. It was an epic-making moment. Mm-hmm. Try that three times fast. When that ship dropped down with the tide and put out to sea. So you're reading this, it's like, this is kind of a noteworthy event. It was recorded in the Bible. So it is an event, and everybody probably has their titles that they use to it. And I'm just going to use this. And I could have taken this and I could have wrote it down and stuff, but I'm just going to read it to you, just like I did. So Salamis was the nearest port on the southeastern coast of Cyprus, and there they landed. Barnabas, no doubt familiar with all he saw, Saul probably a stranger to it all. So I didn't know that. Their plan of action was that to which Paul adhered in all his after work, to carry the gospel to the Jew first. A proceeding in which the manner of worship in the synagogue gave facilities. Now, maybe I just get over excited when I get in some of the history. When you remember coming first into the church and you have that time of your first love, everybody talks about it, and you dive in and you pray for that. When you're asking for the Spirit, you're asking to pray like the Bereans, and that's why they did that. By the way, they were standing, you know, this is my take on it. From my viewpoint here, like this historian is all a coach saying that. So let me get back here, though. This moment that's taking place. So what I want to go to the Bible here and read that. Didn't pick the right Bible. And I did want to mention this from training this week was why I'm sitting down. I would really like to be standing, and I can't do that. And it's been a tough week. I don't want to have a Bible study. Let me just say that one of the things is your experience that you're having are happening with these people, man or woman, it doesn't matter. The mind, the spirit, all these things, they're all recognizable. That's why I want to point to, though, these are historical things where people go, they've seen these things, they just want to have an idea, and they get a little bit excited about it. So verse 1, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that were called, and that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manon. Now, I just have to stop right here. As soon as I read this, and I can't tell you how many times I've read this week, certain prophets and teachers. Okay, now where do these people come from, right? I just have to keep asking myself and to finally say, well, let's find an answer of these prophets and teachers, because this is the same type people, area, geography. You know, I have to tell myself, it's not like the earth tipped over and this new history took over. These things moved across. The timeline. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit, now it says in this translation, the Holy Ghost, we know that's wrong. The Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now, how did the Holy Spirit talk to them? And that's one of the problems where has hit religion today, right? And it's important for you to understand that this has been part of the woke movement that you see today. To prepare for it in your Bibles, to give these answers, because they want to make hypocrisy out of it, and they become the hypocrites for it. When you are with the Spirit, praying, fasting, walking, that, and that's what it could, exactly what it says here. Following here, verse 3, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away, and they being sent forth by the Holy Spirit departed. Now they're leaving one city. They're going out through the city. Now, I'm so blessed to be able to walk through the woods and see something, and then, but to walk into an area, to walk out of a metropolitan area, you're walking out of that, and then you're walking into another one. You're passing people. How many people do you pass? You have other people. This is all going on. These people were running and talking into all types of people, but you'll even see, well, not everybody, but here this person happened, and it got recorded into the Bible. The rest of their lives, there's so much of their life that's not in here. And my point of that is, the rest of their life is in the flesh. Now, certainly with the Holy Spirit, I don't want to take that away, but this is what you're achieving, and also know that it's an everlasting training continues. What is a trial? You know, you don't have to get swatted or knocked down or whatever to have that be a trial. If it's training, how do we look at that? When you see the histories and you start seeing some of the comparisons and see where right away it starts talking about the prophets and teachers, because these people had influence. They probably had a much greater influence on society than these people did. The people with truth. It expanded, it got bigger, and it flamed out. This was all a part of the building. And having God's Spirit And we're at a different time now. But we can share so many of the things. Now, let's jump to verse 6. And I was going to check the time. And when they had gone through the aisle, verse 6, and when they had gone through the aisle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. How many times we've read this, right? And I don't have something new for it, just my point of view. Let me go find my place here. A false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was the deputy of the country. So he, well, this is my point, is walking into this area and they run into the deputy of the country. So you left one jurisdiction and you've gone into another jurisdiction. I'm there because that's something that I do. I'm crossing jurisdictions, brethren. The things that I'm experiencing are not just for me. These are all that we go through. We all suffer together. We all suffer together. We also get the blessings together. If we're learning things, and we better be, sorry, as a coach, we better be getting better spiritually. Sorcerer comes in, just we talked about before. People can come in, and but you can recognize this is discerning the spirit. They knew this. What was the sorcerer doing? What was his, you know, how did they know? But he's the sheriff, the mayor, he's the head of the jurisdiction. He was the deputy of the country. In verse 7, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them and seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. We're given this example. Are we prepared for this, brethren? I don't know how far, and you just have to prepare like this will happen. And I'm just talking as your coach. So I'm a little rah-rah for you. This is so much in comparison in these two chapters that show that life compared to this life, that you can go from one verse to the other or parts of these verses and start comparing these and look at on verse 11. And now behold, the hand of the eternal Lord is upon thee, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. And then the deputy then saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia. Now, here they're moving. This is a good record, but understanding that this is a good little time. This is going on, the engagement with other people. If you were going to, I guess what I want to place here is if you were going out or people were coming by, you would be engaged with them. My bottle, I'm sorry. So what happens? And he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto him, saying, you men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand said, and I'll just pause right here a minute. So here you have how many congregations that are right here involved? How many different viewpoints are being presented? And one is truth. This is what these people experienced. Okay. Now, instead of saying, I need to be concerned about this happening to me, just understand this happened to them. Understand that they were going through this, and how did they do this they can't do without God's Spirit. They are strengthened by God's Spirit. They knew it. When they heard the Spirit, well, how does that happen? I guess I'm going around something. I don't know if I should share or not. I got very, very sick. You've all been very, very sick. You know what it's like. Nobody likes to be very, very sick. You have to come to time. I had to come to the time that I thought and prepared for dying. I didn't want to stop learning, but I had to start thinking, this is the way it goes. But I kept learning. There was a lot to learn. There was a lot of resources. Even if all I could do was open my eyes, put something in front of me, I still could learn. To my last breath, I could learn. Until I heard a voice that said, get up. Was that the Holy Spirit? I was alone. Was that my mind? Was that my training? Now, let me go to the training a little bit. In wrestling practice, I think I mentioned this before, we've trained very, very hard. The strongest man in the world right now is recognized as the strongest man in the world, is a wrestler. He's Olympic champion, 2-time, 3-time national champion. Finally, in America, where America is starting to dominate a sport that has been dominated by the Middle East and Europe forever, and certainly out of the Middle East. So that's the training that God gave me and says, well, you're not done. I was trained that way. I was told many, many times, you're not done. Many, many times that was in my mind because I had to beat that in wrestling practice. I had to beat that when I had to run for more conditioning, when I had to work very hard physically. I certainly wasn't prepared for any of this mentally. God allowed me to. I certainly was aware of the Sabbath day. Anyway, I digress. Verse 15, and after the reading of the law and the prophets, sorry, go back there. We can go back there. And that, because we can hold your place there, because I'm going to go to, I'll just read that through so we can pick up. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, now see, I got to just back up again right now. What are we doing? We're reading the law and the prophets. We're reading from the author, Paul, saying the Holy Spirit is showing us after the reading of the law and the prophets, you're doing that today, you men and brethren. Just that part. Now, I know this goes into some more. So let me, verse 60, and then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand said, men of Israel, and you that fear God, give audience. Okay? I don't really hear about that stuff here too much to where it's given anything of an attention. It's all, God's really been pushed way, way, way. It's not the first time. 17, the God of his people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with a high arm, he took them out of there, brought them out. And after the time of 40 years, suffered he the manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Shinar, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of 400 150 years until Samuel the prophet. Now, this 40 years, going back to verse 18, after about the time of 40 years, I don't know what you would call what's been going on, but I would call it a spiritual wilderness of 40 years that's coming on close. And the history repetition, the prophets speak of the urgency that they sought. See, they're reading into the law here. They're reading into the law and the prophets. They're searching for what we're searching for. They're no different than us when it comes to searching. That's what they were doing. We're reading the same manuscripts that God wants us to see. So when we say the law and the prophets reading, we're doing that. Get back here. Afterward, verse 21, afterward, they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. Now, I don't know what that means as far as future king, but this is history. This is repetition and consideration. God gave us all this truth, restore truth. And we see what was happening here is they're following the prophets and the law. The gospel was about to be preached to the whole world. The gospel's been preached to the whole world, being preached to the whole world right now. Here we are. Here we are. 24. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, whom think you that I am? I am not he, but behold, there comes one after me, whose shoes of his feet I'm not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fears God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Now listen, this is so important because the stock of Abraham, the children of the stock of Abraham, because this change is coming here that they didn't expect. The Jews did not expect that this truth was going to go to the world. And here it is, and this is the buildup to it. Just 40 years that when he had reproved him. Now reproving, removed him. I thought, wow, that was. He raised up upon them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. And of this man's seed has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled this his course, he said, whom think ye I am? It's worthy reading it again. But behold, there comes one after me. Here, this is verse 27. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, I think you can tell me what this means. Jerusalem, how spread out? And I wish I could have had the maps ready, and we'll talk about that, Mr. Jones. But anyway, the maps ready to show how the churches were, just something probably everybody's seen, but just think about where we're at. Think about how you're protected with God's Spirit. Same, these men were moving from city to city, town to town, through these wildernesses. We don't really, I mean, you'd have to look on the map, and people have done this. Coming on the Sabbath day, and they had found no cause of death of this person that Pilate, that yet desired that they, Pilate, that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. Verse 30, God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up unto him from Galilee to Jerusalem. Understanding all the political climates that's happening, and this is known. So, understanding where this, because I'm going to just cut this off right here and we'll have to keep going. I guess I was not even close to what I thought I could get close to reading in, but that's all right. I didn't think I'd get through it all. The prophets were looking, and they would take a look, and they would see something like about a resurrection. They would look for those connections, brethren. And as a coach, you know, iron sharpening iron, that these are some insights of the things that are taking place. It may sound a little bit choppy, and I'll try to get better at it and not so hurried. But that's the things to share. Reading together, we are in the presence of God the Father and Jesus Christ. We are united. We're here to help one another. The apostles were so loving. I can do is extend my love to everybody and how fortunate it is to be able to share these things with you on the Sabbath day. And we'll see you next time.